This is Brenda Beth. Let's turn it up. Let's turn it on. Jody Vacantino is playing that song.
Live on your computer and various other places, Beggar Goodies Productions, Alan Firestone Productions, presents another episode of The Josie Show. Tonight, Josie welcomes live Jeff Nicholson, Stormgate, Jason Robertson, and Larry Wilson. I'm Alan Firestone, along with Tina Passantino. And now, because she's finally mastered the art of surfing in her bathtub, and she still wipes out, Josie Passantino.
Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in to The Josie Show. We have another amazing episode coming right at you in your living rooms or various other places, as Alan stated, because we are everywhere. You could find us on your iPhones and Droids by searching Country Blast Radio. That is our licensed national chart reporting radio station where you can listen to that, and then it goes everywhere. You could just tune us in. It plays there as well, so it's super easy. And then also you can listen to us, of course, at our website, josieshow.com, and also you can check us out at blogtalkradio.com/josieshow. So there are various places. I hope you guys are tuning in, and thank you so much. Now, it is going to be a great, great show. I'm super excited because, as you heard, we have great conversations coming to you and some awesome music. Tonight we have four fantastic guests. I'll get to chat with Jeff Nicholson, Stormgate, Larry Wilson, and I also catch up tonight with Jason Robertson. So it's going to be great. We will have giveaways as well tonight for Larry Wilson and his music. So stay tuned to find out how to win. So keep an eye out for that. So do not miss a minute of tonight's show. And then later on in the show, we'll tell you all about our VIP members and share some show and station announcements with you. So a lot of important, fun things to check out. All right, now I believe our first guest is here. So everyone, please welcome to the show my first guest, Jeff Nicholson. Yes, put him on. Hello.
Hello. How are you this evening?
Doing fantastic. Thanks so much for coming on the Josie Show.
Yes, ma'am. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. It's been a pretty good day.
Oh, good. I'm glad. I'm very, very excited to chat with you tonight and play your music.
Thank you so much. I mean, it's a pleasure being on your show. This is the first phone interview I've ever done, so I'm really digging this.
Oh, really? Well, see, now we're honored. Thank you. We're so glad we're the first. That's awesome.
You are the very first ever.
That's awesome. That is amazing. Well, I'm super, super excited about that. It's going to be great. You know, I really kind of actually want to start from the beginning because I know you had a love for music starting, you know, your love grew as a child to adult. Can you tell us a little bit about that when you first found out that you loved music?
Well, it was when I was actually about 5 years old. My mother has been singing country music all her life, and she doesn't no more now, but at that time I was raised where I went to sleep with a band playing in the living room and woke up with the house destroyed and people asleep on the couch and different things, you know, the music scene. And my mother's name is Becky McCrary, and she was performing with a band by the name of Becky Todd in the Stagehands at the time. And my stepfather was just an amazing musician. His name was Buddy Hampton. And if you're listening, Buddy, try to get back in touch with me on Facebook. It sure would be nice to say hi to him after about 30 years. But I just, you know, when you go to sleep and you're hearing the band play and you're around and everything, it just gets in your blood. And when I was 5 years old, I went to Mom and, you know, and I told her straight up, I said, hey, listen to this. And I started singing. The very first song I ever learned to sing was Mama, Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Be Cowboys.
Perfectly fitting.
Yes, ma'am, and that's the way it started. And my father worked with me, my mother worked with me coaching, And so from the age of 5 until about 13, I was singing country music. And then Kiss was big on the scene, and I went rock and roll. I joined a rock and roll band, and we won Battle of the Bands all over the place. And sort of got a little rough on my voice, so I had to go into voice lessons. And my mother took care of me going into voice lessons for about 11, 12 years, and maybe a little longer. I might be off on that just a little bit. And then I just wasn't happy in the rock and roll scene. All I did is listen to country stations, and George Strait was my idol at the time, and Garth Brooks had just come out with The Dance and If Tomorrow Never Comes. And I just told everybody, I said, look, I said, I got to go back country. So what I did is I lived in Decatur, Alabama at the time, and I sold everything I owned, which wasn't a whole lot, got on a Greyhound bus and came to Nashville, Tennessee, and 20 years later, here I am on The Josie Show.
Wow. That's incredible. Well, that's very, very cool, though, that you really, you knew you wanted to do music, so you kind of, you know, you really tried to get there, you know, with vocal lessons or whatever it had to be. You climbed that obstacle, and you went
ma'am.
In there. That's
yes,
awesome.
Ma'am, I did. It was a trying time, but, you know, especially when you're young like it is so, you know, I remember days when it was time to go to the voice lessons and all my friends was riding their bicycle. Come on, let's go play basketball. Let's go do this and that and other. And no, Jeff was going to the voice lessons, you know, and they all made fun of me. You know, oh, you ain't never going to do nothing, you know, how kids do to other kids, you know. And I just didn't give up. And the last 3 years of my life, I just sort of had to just get out of the music business completely. I guess an easy way of saying it, Josie, is that I just was running with the wrong crowd for a while. So the last 3 years, I got closer to God. I got my pad out. I wrote all these songs, these fantastic songs that just would come to me in a matter of moments from experiences that I had lived and went through. And, you know, sometimes you got to just step back and take a look at what's going on and realize what do I want in life? What do I really want to do, you know? And it's all about sacrifices. And country music is just, this is what I'm destined to do. And I love the feeling of being on the stage and seeing the people's eyes light up and just having them in the palm of my hand. That's such a great feeling. My favorite saying, and I'll carry it forever, is I love my fans.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You are really, really great when it comes to your fans, especially on Facebook. I was checking everything out, and you really are. And I think it's really interesting, your story. You know, I think it's really cool, though, that, you know, country music really pulled you back into its grips, and you haven't stopped.
That's right.
Yeah.
You can't give up. I really had a break a few months back. Jimmy Miles is on my label with me, Jimmy Miles and Southern Pride Band. And, hey, Jimmy, I know you're listening. And Jimmy Miles discovered me, really, at a club in Madison, Tennessee. And I let him hear my CD there, the demo I had, and he got all his band members to listen. And you know, he's really a blessing because you know, I've been told so many things all my life through the career. Oh, I'm going to give this to so-and-so. So-and-so is going to listen to this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. So I went home with the thought that he would hand the CD over. But I mean, Jimmy, I love you to death, brother, but I've been told so much that I really didn't think it was going to happen. And he's an outstanding guy, man. You know, and he turned me on to T.M. Garrett with Mid-South Music Records. I signed with them on the 26th of June, and now I've got Charlie Wayne Phelps, a promotion behind me, and just, oh, man, I just cannot believe the blessings that God has laid on me and the whole crew around me, really. Josie, it's been fantastic.
Yes, and they're both fantastic. I mean, Charlie Wayne Phelps from Charlie Wayne Phelps Talent and Promotion, you know, we dealt a great deal, and he actually, you know, helped us get you on the show, including Mid-South Records, who, like you just mentioned, you're signed with, and they're so great.
Yes,
and,
ma'am.
And it's so funny that Jimmy Miles actually, you know, brought you towards Mid-South Records. I think that is very,
yes,
very
he did.
Neat. Yes, yes.
Yes, he
and
did.
So
we stood outside the club, and I flat told him, I said, look, man, I said, my clock is ticking. I said, this has got to happen, man. I knew that the Purple Rain inside my heart and inside my body when I recorded it in Wind Walker Studio. I knew inside my heart when I stepped out of that studio and I heard that finished product in the car on the way home, and I was literally crying. But Josie, it was ahead of its time. It really was. A few years had to go by before that would be accepted. Mid-South released Purple Rain 30 years and one day to the day that Prince released his Purple Rain.
Wow. That is so
yep.
neat.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So it's fate. All this has came together, and man, I just can't say enough about Charlie Wayne Phelps' promotion and Mid South Music Records with TM Garrett behind it, because man, he is a powerhouse. I mean, this guy is just nonstop. I cannot believe how much this man gets done. He's just mm-hmm. fantastic. Him and Charlie together is just a powerhouse team now, you know.
Right.
It's time to do big things, Miss Josie.
Absolutely. And Purple Rain, you do a great, you know, it's obviously just amazing. You recently recorded the hit Purple Rain. Everyone has heard Prince sing, and you turned it into a country song. You turned it all in your own, you know, way.
Yes, ma'am, I did. Yes, ma'am, I did.
Yes, and you do such a great job. Can you tell us about your love for this song? Yeah.
Right, and at the same time, you know, this is my personal feeling. Anytime you do another artist's song, especially with an artist that has the dynamics that Prince and the Revolution has,
right.
you have to respect that artist. Don't change their song all around. Don't add stuff. Don't take from it. Just put an enhancement on it. Just sing it. Don't try to be Prince. Just spit it out and sing it. And man, that's what we came up with. I love my fans so much for supporting me and loving this. And there's several radio stations that are playing it now. 14,000 stations across the world has got it. And I just went to number one in 1 week on the V Radio Nashville chart. And it's just a blessing. Last night I got to hear me on 100.3 in Australia, and it was 1:49 our time here in Nashville, Tennessee. And guess what time it was there, Josie?
What time?
It was prime time, lady. Everybody was in their car. It was 10 minutes till 5. Rush hour traffic.
Oh, man.
People were in their cars. Everybody listening to it, it was fantastic. That's when I sat down on the floor and I mean, I'm a real emotional guy, as everybody knows. You know, I got my feelings on top of the water sometime, and I just put it on paper, you know, and that's how I come up with my originals that you're going to hear tonight also. But, man, I can't say enough. We've got my band forming now. I'm not at liberty to really mention the band members that we've got because it's not written stone yet, but we are so close. We're going to have my band together within a week. I'll have my band together. The fans are asking, where's your band? Where's your band? Where's your band? Okay, fans, hold up. Give me about a week, and we're going to show off my band because they are hot, I'm telling you.
Oh, well, I'm very excited to, you know, be able to know their name. So when you're able to release it, it's awesome.
Yes. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Well, you know, when you sign a contract, you got to read the fine print, and you got to go by what a man says, you know, and what a company says, and they know what they're doing, evidently. T.M. Garrett has really done so much for Jimmy Miles and Southern Pride, and now we got this hot rock band on there, Stormgate. Oh, man. We got Chuck Garrett singing with Stormgate. I just love Stormgate. And, oh, man, I can just talk for about 2 hours if you would let me, Josie.
Fantastic. Well, hey, we don't mind. It's fantastic. And, you know, I think your song is so, so great. And so how about we play it right now? How about we play your rendition, your country rendition, and it's so great, Purple Rain. So how
yes,
about
ma'am.
We play it right now? Let's do it. Your single, Purple Rain. Here we go. Hit it.
All right.
All right. Be right back.
Thank you.
moment to cause you any sorrow. I never meant to cause you any pain. Only wanted one time to see you laughing. Only want to see you laughing in the purple rain, purple rain, purple rain, purple rain, purple rain, purple rain, purple rain. To be your weekend lover. I just wanted to be some kind of a friend. Hey, baby, I could never steal you from another. Such a shame our friendship had to end. Purple rain, purple rain, purple rain, purple rain, purple rain, purple rain. And it's time we all reach out for something new that gets you to say you want to lead us. You can't seem to make up your mind. Close your eyes, let me guide you to the purple rain. Purple rain, purple rain.
Purple Rain. I think you did fantastic on it. You would have made Prince proud.
Thank you very much. From my understanding, now somewhere down the line, Prince has heard this.
Really?
Somewhere down the line, from my understanding. Now, don't quote me on that. It ain't written in stone. I don't know it for sure. But I've just been told today on Facebook by a couple of my friends that are in New York. They told me, they said, Prince has heard your version of Purple Rain. Now, what a honor is that. Man.
Yes.
Man. That's fantastic. But if he hasn't, guess what, Josie? He will.
I don't doubt it. I don't doubt it. And I bet he would love it. He will. He definitely will. It's so great. It
yes,
really,
ma'am.
Really is. Yes, yes. So besides
Thank you
Purple
so
Rain,
much.
Though, no problem. No problem. It's true. And, you know, besides Purple Rain, you have your originals. Can you tell us a little bit about any of the music that you have out right now that you could tell us about?
Well, on Reverb Nation, anybody can go and listen to some of my originals. There's a song, Leaving You, and a song, Call Me, and a song called Lowndes County, I think that my record label has put on Reverb Nation. It's not downloadable or nothing like that. You can go to iTunes and buy the Purple Rain. All you have to do is Google Jeff Nicholson Purple Rain, and it brings up my whole life. Almost, so they've got me on the top of the water. It's quite easy to for anybody to go and listen to my originals that I have written. And my dear friend for the last 15 years, Joe Boyd, he wrote Hello Barbara and a song called Traumatized and a song that everybody really loves called This Country. That's going to be on the CD coming out in December also. But I'm not sure what you've got right there in front of you. Have you got Leaving You by any chance?
Let's see here. No, we don't, unfortunately. We have Hello Barbara and Lowndes County. I hope I'm saying that. Lowndes County.
Lowndes County. Hey, that's fantastic. Okay, I couldn't remember which ones I had requested for him to send to you. So, Lowndes County, I'll tell you just real quick about this. This is a fantastic little story that goes with Lowndes County. Lowndes County is in Valdosta, Georgia. It is a little small redneck city, I guess you could say. I was driving a little driver's license, Josie, and I just got off the phone with my mama at an exit right before they pulled me over. And she had told me, "You're not driving, are you?" And I said, no, I ain't driving, Mama." Oh, lo and behold, Josie, you know Mama's word, Mama's instincts, they pulled me over the next exit. And I went to jail for 18 days in Lowndes County Jail in Valdosta, Georgia. Well, at the time, they was remodeling the county jail. They had transferred all the prisoners, all the inmates, to the prison. So I caught it at a really bad time. There my little tale is, in a strange town, put me straight into prison with the murderers and all the convicts, and I got in there and I started singing all the cover tunes and wound up winning the whole jail over, stood up on the lunch table at chow time and sang for everybody, black, white, Hispanic, it didn't matter. I had them all cheering me on.
That's
so
awesome.
I went back to my cell, and I sat down, and I wrote Lowndes County. So I want my fans and everybody that's just listening for the first time to me to really listen to the words of this song, because that's exactly how it happened.
That's the exact story.
Yes, ma'am, it is. I wrote that song in like 10 minutes. It was one of them that just came out, you know.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Absolutely. That's the good ones, though, Josie. That's the good ones right there.
Lowndes County, and also we have Hello Barbara. So we'll play
yes.
both of those. Yes.
Okay. I got to give Joe Boyd his recognition right here. He wrote Hello Barbara, and that's a story that he lived also. He had a rich girl named Barbara that he had the hots for, and things didn't work out, and he wrote that song 100% by himself. He came to me, and he had all these lyrics. And I heard a melody, and he had like the chorus and a hook, and he had the beat for it. And I said, give it here. I said, leave me alone by 10 minutes. So we was in his car at the time, and he got out of the car and walked around, drank him a Coca-Cola, and he got back in the car, and I said, here you go. And there was Hello Barbara.
Wow. That one just got reached out right away. Wow, that's
yes, ma'am. Well, me and Joe Boyd are magic together. He's he's 72 years old now, and he drives he's an 18-wheeler driver. He's a long-haul trucker, And he's probably listening somewhere on his internet radio, somewhere on the road. But he's in between Kentucky and Nashville. He's coming home tonight for the first time. I'm going to be at Smitty's in Lebanon, Tennessee at 8 o'clock tonight. If anybody's interested, you can Google Smitty's Bar and Grill on the Hill. And Charlie Wayne Phelps' promotion is going to be out there with me. And we're going to show them a little treat out there and sing Purple Rain for them and a couple other songs. And just go out there and do some meeting and greeting and do some networking and meet some new people and let some friends of mine on Facebook that's never meet me tonight. And just that type of thing. Josie, I'm all about the fans, lady. I really am.
Yes.
None of this would be happening without all you guys out there listening right now. I'm telling you, man.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So yes, if anybody wants to go and check that out, make sure you guys do. It's right after our show.
Yes, ma'am, it is. Josie, I'm sitting in the car right now. As soon as we finish talking, the key turns, the car starts, and I'm on my way to do my thing.
Nice. I like that. That is awesome. So that is going to be just amazing. So everyone, make sure you check that out. Now, I wanted to mention here because I read in an article that you won a singing contest at the Nashville Palace when you first started out against a young Randy Ray, who the world knows now as the incredible Randy Travis. Can you tell us a little bit of the story behind that? Wow.
Well, they were having a talent contest at the Nashville Palace. They were having a talent contest every week, and I was a security guard at the Nashville Palace, mm-hmm. the Metro Security, and I'd see all the stars coming in, and me and Randy had spoke several times, and he liked me, I liked him, and I heard him get up there and sing a couple of times, And I went to the owner, which name was Ted at the time. I can't remember his last name. He's a German man. And I went to him, and I said, look, I said, can I get up there and enter this contest? And he laughed at me because I'm standing there in a security outfit. And he laughed at me. Yeah, with a badge on and tear gas and all the good stuff, you know, to make you look like a good rent-a-cop, you know. So he says, well, sing something for me. So I busted out and sung a little bit of Ricky Van Shelton, Somebody Lied for Me. And he says, oh, yeah, I got you. You got some other clothes? Oh, yeah, Jeff Nicholson had another outfit in the car. You can bet on that, buddy. I went and got in my cowboy boots, and I threw on my hat, and I got up there, and I won the contest against Randy Travis. Yes,
wow.
I did.
Wow. That is crazy.
Yes, and I would like to say also for all the fans, I'm a big fan of Randy Travis's, for all the fans of Randy Travis's out there, ladies and gentlemen, let's please keep Randy in our prayers. He's really going through some fine times, and let's just remember him when we sit down and have dinner and when we're sitting and doing what we're doing right now. Let's just remember Randy Travis. He you know, sometimes when you get the fame, you know, I mean, I hope I get the chance to experience this. I feel like that we are on our way. I feel like that we are on our way to some true success here, Josie. But
mm-hmm.
but I've seen so many artists, and you have too, and the fans have too. They get that success. They get that money. They their head swells, their wallet swells, and they think they can go back to their old habits and get away with their old habits. That's not it. When you get that money and you get that fame, that's when you need to get closer to God and closer to your family and closer to your manager. You don't let your guards down, because trust me, mm-hmm. them demons are out there waiting on you. They on standby waiting on people like me, you know. And that's just the way it is. Josie, I have not drank a drop in about 3 years, ma'am, and it's all with the grace of God.
Wow. Well, big time kudos for you getting out of all of that craziness and, you know, sticking with the music, and you're doing such a great job. And
yes, ma'am.
You know,
it made me the man I am today. Everything I went through made me the man I am today.
Absolutely. And I hope everybody checks out your music, and I know that you are, you know, on iTunes Reverb Nation, so everyone go check him out.
Uh-huh. Xbox Music, Spotify, iHeartRadio. Oh man, they've got Jeff Nicholson everywhere, man. And I can't give enough thanks to Mid South Music Records, T.M. Garrett, and Charlie Wayne Phelps Promotion. He's a hard working devil too, boy.
Yes, absolutely. And we are running out of time here, but I wanted to just say I hope you have a great, great performance tonight. And we'll play your music, both of your songs, you know, towards kind of the end of the show and, you know, kind of to close us out, all right? We'd love
that'll be just great, man. Hey, Josie, thank you so much. It's been an honor, and I was having anxiety attacks so bad earlier. I could not wait to do this interview. It's, like I said, this is the first-time phone interview, but I've really enjoyed it. I sure have. And thank you so much, and thank you to my fans. And hey, fans, what's Jeff Nicholson's favorite saying? I love my fans.
And they love you, too. Thank you so, so much, Jeff, for coming on
yes,
the
ma'am.
Show and chatting with me. We'll talk to you again real soon, okay?
Thank you, ma'am. You have a blessed night. Bye-bye, everybody.
You, too. God bless you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Jeff Nicholson, everybody. Woo! And we got to play his newest single, Purple Rain, was originally done by Prince, but he does a great, great country version of this song, and it's fantastic. I'm glad we got to play it. Now, how about we play another one of his songs right here? How about we play Hello Barbara, and then we could play Lowndes County, you know, kind of towards the end of the show. So let's do that. Here is Hello Barbara. Check it out. I know he is here, so everyone, please welcome to the show Chuck Garrett, and he is from Stormgate. So here we go. Hello, Chuck Garrett, you there with me?
I'm here. Hi, Josie, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing so great. How are you?
I'm good.
I'm glad. Thank you for coming to the Josie Show.
Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. I'm very excited to be talking with you tonight and playing your music. Storm Gay is fantastic.
Oh, thank you very much.
Anytime. Thanks. So how about first off, let's start out first off by finding out who all makes up the band Storm Gate and the role all of you play.
Okay, myself, I'm a lead vocalist and I play harmonica. And on lead guitar we have C.D. James. And our bass player and keyboard player is Tim Smith. And on the drums we have his brother Mark Smith.
Perfect, perfect. You guys make a great team.
We make a good team, a really good team.
Yes, absolutely you do. And how did you guys all meet up and come up with the name Stormgate? It's a very unique name, but it's great. Where did you guys come up with it and meet?
Well, what it was, we had started out without a name. We were playing down at the lake for every Sunday. Tim called me. He had this thing going on at the lake every Sunday, and he needed a band. So we got this band together and was playing down at the Kentucky Lake on Sunday afternoon. And we didn't have a name, and come up a little storm one night and while we were playing, and Tim says, well, let's just call ourselves a storm. I said, well, that's cool. So we just called ourselves a storm. And we were a storm for a little while, and as things started to progress, we realized that we couldn't use that name successfully because there was about 15 other bands that had that name. And
right.
You couldn't find anything on you couldn't get a website because of the weather and other bands. And so we spent about, 3 or 4 or 5 months trying to find a new name. We didn't want to change it, so we decided we'd try to tweak it.
Yeah.
And we'd come up with something, we'd Google it, and no, that won't work. We'd come up with something else, and we'd Google it, and that ain't going to work. And somehow or another, Stormgate got thrown in the mix, and we Googled it, and there was nothing there, you know? No other bands, no other nothing. So we said, let's go with that, and we bought the URL and started the Facebook and everything, and it's just that's how the name got going from there.
Very nice. That's very cool. Yeah, it is a really unique name where, you know, if you search it, it's like the top thing that you find, which is like perfect, you know? There's not a lot
Yeah,
of...
Well, that's why we wanted something individual that could be individual, and the storm wasn't going to work. We found that out real quick that just was not going to work. So we're all happy with the name that we've come up with.
Yeah, it definitely is fitting. It's perfect. And, for those who haven't heard your songs yet, Stormgate songs, and I know, we have them tonight, so people will be able to hear it tonight. But for those who, haven't heard it, what would you guys describe your music sound or genre?
Well, we're a classic blues band. We're a blues rock band. We're all blues influenced. I'm very blues influenced. I started playing harmonica many years ago, and CD is a very bluesy guitar player, and so we've all got those blues roots. But we mix it up with rock and that's kind of where we are.
Perfect blues rock band. I like it. It's perfectly fitting. And, I know you guys just recently performed at the Stage Stop in Memphis. How great was that?
Well, that was good. That was our first time there, and we haven't played in Memphis very often. We've been there once before. T.M. Garrett brought us in. We talked to him about the Twister Relief he had going on for the victims down in Tupelo, Mississippi, the tornado that tore it up.
Yeah.
So we went down there and played that, and it was the first time that TM had heard us. And we have a demo CD, so we gave TM a demo CD. He got back with us. He liked what he heard, and he said he thought he could work with us. And we went down to Memphis and signed the contract with Mid-South Music sometime in July. Yeah, it was in the middle of July.
Nice. Wow, that's very, very cool. So you performed there and for a great cause, and then also, you know, out of the deal, you met TM, which, you know, really kind of started the whole collab.
It started the whole ball rolling. Our band has been together for about 5 years.
Wow.
And we've been playing clubs around the area, and we've all known each other for a long time. We played in bands together at different times in our music careers, but when we put this band together, it just all seemed to click. We hadn't played in this configuration, even though we'd all played together prior to forming in this band. We hadn't played in this configuration, but this configuration just seemed to click.
We all
get along so great, and it's a pleasure to play with these guys.
Right. That makes it easier that, you know, you guys actually get along and you guys are like, you know, friends, so
we're friends, and we get along, and our music is tight, we're gonna go and re-record. We got a demo. We're gonna go re-record with TM at Arden Studio, and we're coming out with a single. It's gonna be Nowhere to Run. It's gonna be our first single, and we're gonna shoot a video to that. We play a lot of bike rallies and things like that, so we're kind of deep into the biker community. Something like that, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's a great song. We actually have the demo for Nowhere to Run. And obviously, like you said, you're going to, you know, re-record that in the studio and put it out as a single. So I'm very excited to, you know, hear the finished product of that and then also the music video that's going to come along with it. That's exciting.
I'm excited about it too, Josie. I tell you, I really am. I know the guys in the whole band are very excited about working with Arden Studio and Mid South Music, and Charlie Wayne Phelps has been right in there, and he's starting to, him and TM are starting to team up and make things happen.
Yeah, I was actually just going to say, you know, you are signed with Mid-South Records, but, you know, along with that, you also have been doing some work with Charlie Wayne Phelps from Charlie Wayne Phelps Talent and Promotion. And, you know, with those two kind of combining, it's going to be, you know, big things are bound to happen.
I think,
you know,
big
really
things are bound to happen. And they've got two good minds in there that are really seem like they're dedicated to their artists.
Yes. It's true. You could tell that they really, you know, appreciate and love the artist, not, you know, for something else. Which is very important, you know.
It's very important. You know, and there has to be a mutual trust there. And, you know, of course, we've all been through those issues from time to time in this business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm confident TM is going to really take care of us. And so far he's done everything and more than he said he was going to do when we first started talking to him.
Definitely, absolutely. I definitely see a lot of great things coming in the works for you, along with all of, you know, his other clients, and, you know, it's going to be great things bound to happen. And I'm very, very excited about all the work that you guys are doing with Stormgate. And, you know, I have the demo of Nowhere to Run, and I know you're going to be re-recording that soon, but how about we play the demo right now, and we'll be right back, all right? Let's do it.
Okay, sure.
Thank you. Here we go. Let's play it right now. Nowhere to Run. Here's the demo from Stormgate, and we'll be right back with Chuck Garrett from Stormgate. Here we go. Nowhere to Run. Peace out, everybody.
Yeah.
there it is. That was Storm Gate with Nowhere to Run. And we are here with Chuck Garrett from Storm Gate. So, Chuck, where is the best place that we can go to purchase this song along with all of your other music? Or where will it be put out?
Well, it's not for sale yet. We're in the process now. We're going down Monday to re-record that song and mix it at Arden Studios there in Memphis. After that single gets mixed, then they're going to put it on all the sites like iTunes and Reverb Nation and all that stuff. Even though we have some things on Reverb Nation, we don't have that song on there.
Right, right. Absolutely. So, but that stuff will all, you know, when
we're,
it's
we're
released.
In the planning stage, we're going to re-record all these songs that we've put out on our demo.
Yeah.
And plus we're going to add some to that. And then we're going to put out a full-fledged CD, and we're going to go from there. We'll see how it works from there.
Sounds great. Well, that's perfect, and I'm glad we got to hear it, you know. And I'm very excited to hear the re-recorded version, and like I said, the music video, it's going to be great. I can't wait. And it'll be all on iTunes.
We've already recorded the tracks to it. We're going to go down on Monday, and Arden is going to mix it and master it, and I'm excited to hear what that's going to sound like.
Oh, it's going to sound great. For sure.
I think so, too.
Yes, and I'm excited for it to hit iTunes and all those great, you know, places. But, you know, do you have any social networking sites or websites or anything that you can give out of Stormgate or your personal, your own, for people to catch up on everything that you guys are doing? Check you guys out.
Jody, we have a little bit of everything, of course. We try to maintain all the social networks. We have a Reverb Nation. We have a Facebook. We have a Twitter. We have a YouTube. And we have a website at stormgateband.com. So you can find us in all these different outlets, social network sites. And you know, first of all, I wanted to express our thanks to all of our fans and everything that have believed in us for a long time. You know, that's so important to me, because these are the people that take you to where we are today.
Right.
And they're the ones that, you know, inspire us to get up and do the jobs that we do. I do want to shout out a thank you to our friends and our fans.
Oh, well, I know that everybody appreciates it, and I know everybody's looking forward to the music when it releases for purchase, and so it's going to be so great. And are you guys currently working on any other projects that you could tell us about, or any upcoming performances live, or anything that you would like to share?
We have a lot of we're a working band, so we have several jobs and dates coming up. But a couple that I would like to talk about is the 20th of September. We're going down to Gadsden, Alabama, to play for the Jimmy Van Zandt benefit. And that's coming up in September, and we have another bike rally coming up in August, the West Tennessee Valley Rally. That's another rally that we've played last year, and we're playing again this year. So I'm excited about that. Other than that, we some nightclub shows that we're playing, and just come and check us out. I don't think you'll be disappointed when you leave.
Nah, definitely not. Everyone, please make sure you check out those upcoming shows. And I know you keep very updated on the website. So, I mean, you're first and foremost, you know, stormgateband.com. Check it out. Check it all out. Perfect. So let's see here. I would like to play your next song here, Wonder Why. So how about we play that, and we'll be right back, all right?
Josie.
Perfect. Thank you. Here we go. Let's do Wonder Why by Stormgate, and we'll be right back. Here we go.
Did you ever wonder why? Oh, for so long, can't imagine how it got.
Wonder Why by Stormgate, and we're back right now with Chuck Garrett. We are running out of time here, but I wanted to ask a great question. If you guys could cover any song, which one would you guys choose? What's one of your favorite songs kind of, you know, rolling around?
Wow, that's a hard one. We do some Skinner, we do some Leonard Skinner, and we do some ZZ Top and Allman Brothers and Bad Company. That's kind of the covers that we do, and you know it's some of our favorite artists, you know.
Right, absolutely. That is a tough one because there's so many great songs out there, but but those are like your tops. Yeah.
Yes, right. There is.
Yes. And I just want to thank you so much for coming on the show tonight, and we'd love to have you guys back.
I appreciate you having us and having me talk to you. It's great talking to you.
Oh, it's so great chatting with you. Yeah. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. And we'll talk again soon, of course. So thank you very much.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. That was Chuck Garrett, everyone, from Stormgate. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Chuck. Bye-bye. He's great. So, yes, we got to talk with Jeff Nicholson, and we just got off the line with Chuck Garrett from Stormgate. They're both fantastic. I had so much fun chatting with both of them. We still have two guests. To come here is my next guest on the show. All right, so how about we do something a little bit differently here before our guest comes on? How about we do some announcements right in the middle of the show besides doing it right at the end? So I got a few announcements here that I really wanted to talk to y'all about. So first off, a big special thank you to all of our syndications for airing the Josie Show during the week. You can visit our syndications tab to find out on, you know, all the sites and all the places that we are being played on, all the radio shows that we're being played on, and you can check that out at josieshow.com on our site and click the syndications tab, and you can find out all those details. And we can be heard currently on Fishing Country Now, Cowgirl Divas Radio, CMG Radio, NBRN.FM, and also streaming live right on our station, Country Blast Radio. And we will soon be doing a second rebroadcast of the Josie Show during the week on Country Blast Radio, so stay tuned for all of those details. But if you want to check out all of the syndication sites, they're just on the right on our website. And also, coming up on August 24th, we'll be heard on UK Radio at www.vapingcloudradio.com. .co.uk, and you'll be able to hear us on Sundays at 9 a.m. GMT time, and again on Tuesdays at 10 p.m. GMT time, and we'll also be aired weekly on V Radio Nashville on Thursdays, and we'll have some, you know, time details and all that soon. So special thank you to those two stations for adding on the Josie Show. We truly appreciate it. And I wanted to thank everyone once again for our two nominations in the Independent Country Music Association Awards for 2014. For all of you who don't know yet, we have been nominated for Most Indie Friendly Radio Show, and I was nominated for Most Indie Friendly DJ. So it's a huge honor, and thank you all so much for helping us get on there, and our fingers are crossed. I understand the winners will be announced in September. We don't know the official date yet. All we know is it's in September, so I'm very, very excited to see, you know, what's gonna happen, who's gonna win, or, you know, it's so great to be nominated. So even if we don't win, we really, really appreciate all of you for helping us get in there. That's awesome. And also, our next special edition episode is going to be on Monday, August 25th, with S. Denise Nguyen. And this book, we're having her on because I want to talk about, first off, she's an amazing, amazing author and a friend of ours. And she just put out a new book called Ariel Rising. It's out right now, and I will chat with her all about that. So I'm honored to have her on, but I'm also very honored to have been one of the featured women in the book, as well as a contributing author. So please mark that on your calendars, Monday, August 25th with S. Denise Nguyen. And you can pick up the book at Barnes & Noble online, or you can email me at josie@josieshow.com if you would like an autographed copy package. It also includes my hardcover single and an autographed photo, and, of course, the book signed. So I'm very, very excited about all of that. So I'm super, super excited. August 25th, we'll chat all about it with S. Denise Nguyen. She's fantastic. I'm very, very excited, and I hope you guys pick up the book at Barnes & Noble online. I also know it's going to be on Amazon, but like I said, if you want specialness, you can go to josie@josieshow.com and, you know, email me and we can give you an autographed copy package, you know, all that fun stuff. So I'm very excited about that. And then next Friday on the Josie Show, my guest will be Danny Fouts, I hope I'm saying that right, Clint Byron, and Jay Jack and Johnny Rogers. So please make sure to note that all on your calendar. It'll be a great show, and that is next Friday. So I'm very, very excited about that. Now, let's see here. I just wanted to, you know, I don't want to get in full detail because we don't have enough time to talk about that, because I believe my next guest is here, but I just wanted to give you briefly, if you guys could check out our 24/7 licensed country music radio station, also now national chart reporting, Country Blast Radio, and you can check us out at countryblastradio.com. We're also on live365.com if you search Country Blast Radio, and also we're on the free Live365 app on your iPhone or Droids by just searching Country Blast Radio, and you can hear us everywhere. So please make sure you check that all out. All right, so now I believe my next guest is here, so everyone please welcome to the show, Jason Robertson. Woohoo! Jason Robertson. Hey, how are you?
Good. How about you?
I'm doing so great. Thanks for coming back on the Josie Show. I'm excited to talk with you again.
Thanks for having me. I always love coming on and talking to you, so thank you.
Me too. Oh, me too. The feelings are definitely mutual. I'm very, very excited to chat with you about, you know, what's been going on, a little update, and then also I get to play your song tonight. I'm excited.
right on. Yeah, last time we talked, we didn't get to talk a whole lot because I was trying to let you kind of know the boys in the band a little bit, let them have their, you know, their little airtime there, so we didn't really get to discuss a lot, so.
Right, absolutely, and they're a fantastic band. I'm glad we got to chat with them. That interview is still at josieshow.com if you guys want to check it out. But I'm very, very excited to be chatting with you again tonight. And the last time you were on, we were able to chat with your band and find out, you know, how much fun they have working with you. But you know, I wanted to just kind of refresh everybody's minds. Can you give everybody, you know, just let us know who everybody in the band is and, you know, all the roles you guys play. Give your band a shout out one last time.
Yeah, they're the Outlaw Crazy Band, and we have they're very young. They're age 17, 18, 19, and 20. And the bass player, we call him the old guy. He's, you know, age unknown, but we get the youngsters. But we got my little brother Troy Robertson does rhythm guitar and he does some singing, and he's really getting better and better. You got Devin Nanny, who's 18, playing drums. You've got Trey Goshi, who's also, he's 19, he's the lead guitarist. And Joshua Jones is 17, and he plays lead guitar. And then you got Jason Hennessy, who likes long walks on the beach and stuff like that, he told you, playing the bass guitar. So that's the boys in a nutshell.
They're so great, and what's really great is, you know, talking with them, they, you know, you all really kind of inspire each other to really move forward and, you know, play music and stuff, which I think is really great. It's a great relationship, you know, that all of you have in the band. You all love each other. So.
It's gotten better and better and better. I've had this group together for a solid year now, which is a compliment in this business.
Yes, true. True.
To get that long, especially at their age, and you know, they've really bought into what I'm trying to do, and you know, it's the future looks promising, or optimistic, we'll say that.
Yes, oh, for sure. They seem like really, really great guys, and also you know, you guys sound great together, so I mean, you can't beat it. There's no fights or anything, so we're good.
Thank you very much. They was very happy to talk to you too.
Oh, I'm glad. It was a lot of fun, and I wanted to mention something that, you know, we didn't get to talk to you guys about because it just happened a few weeks back. You guys opened for Keith Anderson. Can you tell us a little bit about opening up for him? What was that like?
Oh, yeah, that was really, really, really neat. And it was funny because when you asked me if I had anything coming up or, you know, any kind of anything special or anything coming, I said, yeah, I think there's something coming that I can't really talk about right now. That's what it was. It was still in the preliminary talks. You know, it's one of the things that, you know, you can't tell nobody, blah, 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 blah. You get that a lot. But it was really, really, really a good experience for all the boys. I mean, we opened up for Justin Moore last year. Well, I did, and a couple of us did. So the rest of the guys, you know, that was really their first time really being in that spotlight with a big crowd and, you know, the pressure and, you know, all that stuff. But he was a real nice guy. Of course, he's got a great band. He's got some good songs and stuff. But we felt real – it made us feel a lot better about ourselves after the show. It raised our confidence just through the roof because we really did have a really good show that night. So I was really proud of them boys. They really rose to the occasion. And Keith Anderson even came up to me after the show and said, man, y'all was really good. So he was pleased and impressed. So that was the ultimate goal, was to, you know, to get a compliment from a guy like that who's been there and done that. You know, meant a lot. So it kind of inspired us going forward. And you know, I told the boys, it's just the beginnings.
It's true. Wow, that's awesome.
But
yeah, that's
it really was. It really was a good experience. It was in our neck of the woods, so we kind of like we had a lot of people that came out, you know, to support us. So it was kind of like it wasn't like we were playing to an unknown crowd, you know, like it was when we opened for Justin Moore. When I opened for Justin Moore, nobody knew who the hell I was. So it was a little different. I had to, you know, here they knew who I was. They
it's
knew who I was when I took the stage. Took a lot of the pressure off of us. So
exactly.
It was really neat.
That is really neat. Exactly. It helps that, you know that there will be people there to applaud you and, you know, really excited to see you. So, and then
it's,
you got the
exactly,
newer people, yeah.
Exactly right. Exactly right. You know, all of our shirts, people were wearing our shirts out in the audience, you know, and it kind of, it was good for my boys. It was really good. They're young, so it was really good for them to get that little taste of that, see, you know, this is just a little taste of what it could be like if you keep doing what you're doing, keep working hard, you know, you keep giving the credit to the people that got you to where you are, you know, that's how it goes. Stay humble, you know, remember it can be taken away from you at any time, you know, it could be all gone the next day, so live in the moment, enjoy it, and work hard in the meantime, so thank you for asking about that. As a matter of fact, I forgot how good an interviewer you are.
Thank you. I know. I know. No,
okay.
I'm kidding.
I just told my wife that. I was just thinking to call you. I said, I need to call Josie. I said, I always enjoy talking to her. I said, she always keeps me on my toes. She always comes up with some kind of question that I don't expect.
Yep.
So I'm waiting for that one.
That's me. Yes. you always get a surprise, but I'm super, super you know, happy that everything went well with that, with that opening up for Keith. I mean, I bet it was just you guys. Well, it seems like your band is still with you, so it seems like they didn't get scared off or anything.
So far, so good. So, you know, and we all had a good time. We had a great sound guy. You know, we had the professional sound. We were all able to hear each other the best because it's hard in some of these local honky-tonks and these bars sometimes to get a good sound. You know, where you can hear each other well, and just sometimes it gets loud, and, you know, we were just, we could hear everything we wanted to hear, and it just made for a great, great time. So
yes.
We can't wait to come again. All it did was motivate us to go further.
Absolutely, as it should. And, you know, I also know that last time we talked, you guys were getting ready to cut some new music. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, we have not cut it yet. But we have ironed out two more original songs, you know, in the meantime. We haven't got to the studio yet because I've been so busy. I mean, we've been playing just ridiculous amount of shows. This is the first Friday that I haven't played a show, and I can't tell you how long. I was enjoying not having anything booked on this date. But the next time I'm home off the boat, which will be in September, we're going to take a few days off to get down to the studio.
Yeah.
And we're going to cut these five songs. We have five songs we want to cut. So I want to get them cut. I've got some friends here locally that program directors of some of these radio stations that are interested in getting their hands on No Way Home and The Young Man's Dead, some of our new stuff. So I'm excited about the next several months of what could happen. I have no clue what's going to happen. All I know is we're going to make the music, and we're going to put it out there, and we're going to see what happens.
Yes, doing what you do best. That's what I say. And I have the song No Way Home, so I definitely am going to play that. But where could people go to purchase this song along with all of your newer material that you've released?
Right now, there's nowhere to purchase it because we haven't quite got it recorded, but they can find it on my page, my Facebook pages, my YouTube page. On my Facebook pages, I have one called Jason Robertson Unleashed, and the other one is called the Jason Robertson and the Outlaw Crazy Band Fan Club, which is ran by a friend of mine close to here. And then there's my YouTube page, of course, which is also Jason Robertson Unleashed. We try to keep that updated as much as we can in the meantime, so they can find me on Facebook and YouTube.
Perfect, perfect. Super easy. Super, super easy.
Yeah.
So please, everyone, check it out. Yes. I love it.
Please,
I love it.
Please check out my stuff.
Do it. Do it, everybody. Please. Josie approves this message. No, I'm kidding.
Let me rephrase that. Check out our stuff.
There you go. Yes. Check it out, everybody. Do it, do it. I love it, I love it. And I know that we have your song, like I said, No Way Home, and we tried to convert it. It's a live performance, of course. So, yes, it's a live version of it. So, hopefully it sounds great, but, we just wanted to hear it. So let's do it, No Way Home, and we'll be right back, all right? Here we go.
Thank you.
Thank you. Check it out, everybody. No Way Home.
Oh,
that was No Way Home, and like I said, we tried our best to convert it, you know, to a file because it was a live version of this song, but then it's just my excuse to have you back on when you cut the real thing. So there we go.
It's frustrating to listen to it knowing that it could be so much better. People aren't really getting a good idea of that song. That song right there has become one of our people's favorites. The people that go to our shows and run with us, they just absolutely love that song, and they think once we get it cut, that could be a song that could really get some traction.
Right.
So we're really happy with that particular song.
Absolutely. It is definitely a great song, and unfortunately we had to take it from a live cut of it. But when it comes out, we'll definitely have you back on so we could play the real thing, all right?
That sounds like a plan.
Good, because I know it is a great song. I really do. So I hope everybody will be able to, you know, hear the real deal, you know?
I do. And, you know, I want to give a shout-out to some people out there that I know are listening. Jason and Shannon and Candy and I can't think of everybody. I'm forgetting somebody. Damn, I shouldn't have started now because I'm going to forget somebody. Everybody just listening. How about that?
There you go. That worked. Love it. Absolutely. I know everybody appreciates you because you're so great with the people that listen to your music, well, y'all's music, all of you, you and your band. You're very, very grateful, and you're great, and you're always a lot of fun to talk to. So I hope everyone finds you on Facebook and, you know, all of your sites, and you're awesome. You really are.
I feel the same way about you. And when we get this cut, we're going to I'll get it to you, and then we'll do this again because I'm planning a little Texas trip, little road trip to Texas, do some shows in November. So I plan on having that stuff cut before I take off on that little road trip. So we will get together again.
Yes, absolutely. And then we'll play it. We'll play it in all of its glory.
Thank you, Josie, so much.
Oh, anytime. It's my pleasure. I'm very excited for the, you know, I'm looking forward to the next time that we talk to you again. And I really wanted to also just bring out, if there's any, you know, upcoming performances planned or any, you know, anything that you would like to bring up to everybody, you know, just, you know, you have the mic. Yeah.
We have one more show tomorrow night. It's in Long Shots here in Cape Girardeau, where close to where I live. And then I go back to work for a month. And then I come back for a month, and we have shows planned all over the place. We got Bloomfield, Illinois. We're trying to get around as much as we possibly can. Got Cape Girardeau, got Poplar Bluff, Missouri. Like I said, November, we're going to Texas for a few shows. Nothing in particular, just everywhere. If you look me up on Facebook, you'll find out we're trying to play all over the place. We can't stay in one place too long.
True. It gets a little boring, you know. You got to move around.
Got to move around. Nothing's going to happen hanging out in southeast Missouri. So we got to move around.
Absolutely. And, you know, you just said that you're going to be in Illinois, so I need to go to one of those shows. I have to go to that show. Yes.
Well, we got my bass player is from Chicago, so
Ooh.
He's trying some spots up close to Chicago where his family's at. He wants to get us in at the Hard Rock Cafe up there, and you know we're working on some things. So eventually, we're gonna be up in your neck of the woods, and I'm gonna have my feelings hurt if you don't come.
Oh well, I'm coming. So, well, like it or not, I will be there, and I will hold a sign. I may embarrass you by holding the sign and screaming the loudest. So yes, just saying.
Oh, baby, you could never embarrass me, let me tell you.
Well, good, because I'm definitely going to come because I really want to see you you guys live because I've had you on the show, you know, multiple times, and I still haven't gotten the opportunity to see you live, you know, in person.
It's going to happen, and I owe a lot of debt and thanks to you and for what all you do for us independent guys and gals. If not for opportunities like this, it just, you really help us a lot in a lot of ways. I've gotten a lot of fans just from you, just from being on your show. I've gotten a lot of fans asked them, where did you hear me? How did you know about me? I always like to ask people. And
right.
I've had several tell me, I heard you on Josie's show and blah, 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 blah. So rock on, woman.
Awesome. Well, I'm glad to hear that. Thank you so, so much. And we'll definitely have you back on again, all right? No doubt.
Thanks, darling. Have a good night. Enjoy the rest of your evening. I'll talk to you soon. Tell your mom I said hey.
Oh, yeah, I definitely will. I'll talk to you real, real soon. Oh, well, she just said hey back.
All right, I'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right, talk to you soon. Thank you so much. Jason Robertson, everybody. Bye. Aw. He's awesome. He's great. Like I've said, we've had him on multiple shows. If you go through our archives, you probably will see him on many, many occasions. So please make sure you do that. He's fantastic. And, you know, like I said, No Way Home, it was the live version. And you heard all the screaming in there. Did you notice? You hear all the fans just screaming and howling. Like, it's crazy. It is a great song. So we'll definitely have him back on for another update, and we'll play it in all of its glory in the recording studio. You know, we'll make sure. We'll definitely do so.
Hey, Josie.
Yes, yes, yes. Ellen.
Ethel's feeling much better. Her and Lucy are sitting here listening to the whole show, and they wanted to say hi.
Hi. See, I think I'm the only one that has hamster fans. Hamster and squirrel fans.
Yeah,
I'm
it was a rough week for Ethel. She had the respiratory infection, and she had a lump removed, and she just came home from the doctor today, so they're partying. They have rice pudding and ice cream, and they're having fun.
Wow, I don't even have that right now. That's awesome. Well, thank you. I'm so glad that, you know, she's doing much better. That's awesome.
Yeah, and when the magazine articles about them come out, I'm going to be sending you pictures and putting them up on the Facebook because they're going to be famous hamsters.
Famous hamsters. I like that. Awesome, awesome. I definitely will.
Well, you should be scared because you know what happened to Peanut when she got popular.
That's true. It's true. She, you know, she kind of is a big head now. She's very, you know, she needs her dressing room. She needs her, you know, complimentary peanuts. I mean, I know. So I'm scared. So
come on.
Right,
Peanut has a posse. What do you have? You have a dachshund hound.
Yeah, I do. That's true. That's true. I love it. I love it. So let's see here. I wanted to mention. On Country Blast Radio, when I was talking about Country Blast Radio just a moment ago, I want to talk about if you would like to advertise on Country Blast Radio or become a sponsor of the Josie Show, I will give you all the info on how to do that. So all you got to do is contact our executive producer, Tina, by emailing Tina, T-I-N-A, at josieshow.com or by phone at 331-442-5833. So you could check that out if that's something that you're interested in doing, and you can get worldwide attention to your business. And we do it for, you know, the price of one. We put it on Country Blast Radio and then also the Josie Show. And it's so great for, you know, online businesses or, you know, those with multiple locations. You know, we do it all, and, you know, we provide it all. And so I hope that, you know, it's something that you're interested in. And if not, that is completely, completely fine. But, you know, if it is, I just wanted to make sure I got the information out there. So now let's put on my next guest. Everyone, please welcome to the show, Larry Wilson. Woohoo! Hello, Larry.
Hey. Great to be on the show today.
Oh, yeah. It's so great. It's so great to have you on the show. How are you?
Good. Really good. Just been jazzed up. Couldn't wait to make the call here and talk to you. So, yeah, pretty excited. Yeah.
Well, I'm very, very excited to play your music. And we also have a really great giveaway, you know, for you tonight. So I'm very excited about that as well.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. Sounds like it's going to be fun.
It will be. So, yeah, before we get started, I just wanted to tell everyone that we do have a giveaway, and it's including your newest CD. So everyone, please make a note of this number, 331-442-5833, and get ready to text, because as soon as you hear one of Larry's songs play tonight on the show, you know, text it with his name, and you could win. Yes, I'm excited about it. That's awesome.
Good.
So remember, 331-442-5833, and text that number with Larry Wilson, and then we will, you know, you will see. We'll see. You might get a prize. I love it. I love it. So, you know, I really wanted to get to know you a little bit better. How did music all start for you? When did this all start?
Yeah. Wow. I mean, probably like most music starts for most people, just, you know, as a young kid. I remember the old LPs, I'm kind of telling my age a little bit, but way back, you know, when vinyl was still the big deal. And, you know, radio has always been, but then the vinyls came along. And my dad would play the old Hank Williams and the Stanley Brothers and, you know, the old Hank Williams Sr. and some of that stuff. And that was probably my first influence as far as music goes. And then I just grew up, you know, in a very fortunate to grow up in a, you know, very with a godly heritage. And my mother, you know, we went to church three times a week and twice on Sundays. And so I was always, you know, surrounded with just music, you know, the country music, bluegrass, you know, all the gospel greats. So it started when I was young, and it just always stayed with me, just in my blood, and I just love it. I just love music, you know, extremely. And that's really how it started. I was just a child. And my mother would always, when she was around the house, she never sang. I never really heard her sing much, but she would whistle from sun up to sundown, doing chores or cooking or, you know, whatever. And so just that whistling really, I think, put music in my spirit. And so it just, you know, that's kind of some of the influences.
Yes. Absolutely, absolutely. And I know that you have such a wonderful, wonderful band. Can you let us know who makes up the God's Country Band and the roles you guys all play in the band? Give your band a little
shout-out.
Yeah,
love to. I have, which I've used different, you know, band or different musicians throughout the years. I started a band probably in about 2005, somewhere right around there. And never really thought about it. I've sang and did music, you know, like I said, pretty much all my life, just for fun because I loved it. And one day my daughter just came up. She was like 9 or 10 years old at the time. And she's like, Dad, why don't you start a band? And I was like, well, I never really thought about it. And I really hadn't, you know. And so that kind of sparked the whole band idea. And so, you know, and I've used different, you know, band members throughout my career, but the band that's with me now, I have Coachie Smith on drums, Mike Deskins on bass, Jerry Miller on lead, Gary Steele on steel guitar, Paul and Angela Russell provide the backup vocals, and myself on guitar and lead vocals.
Yes, you guys make up a great, great team. You can tell by the music.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, we really enjoy it, and we work hard. You know, usually we like rehearsing a couple times, 2 or 3 times a week. If we've got something big coming up, we'll, you know, get in an extra rehearsal day or whatever. But, you know, we all love it, and it's good times.
Yes, absolutely. And I have to mention, you know, because you guys received the Group of the Year at the Ohio State Fair just recently. Can you tell us a little bit about receiving this great honor? What was your reaction?
Wow. Well, we were surprised. You know, we didn't know who was going to receive it. And, you know, we went there, and we've been privileged to be invited to the Columbus or to the Ohio State Fair for the last 3 years, I believe. And every time we've been, we've received, you know, some type of honor or award or trophy or whatever. But this year, you know, when we got the Country Gospel Group of the Year, we were all just, you know, wow, just blown away and really thrilled and honored to receive that recognition. And, yes, we were pretty excited.
Oh, that is super, super cool. Well, congratulations to all of you.
Well, thank you.
So
does it. Yeah, thank you so much.
Anytime, anytime. And also, another really, really important thing that I wanted to bring up, you know, can you share with us a little bit about a benefit that you recently did for Teddy Cares? Can you tell us a little bit about Teddy Cares and tell us about this benefit?
Yeah, Teddy Cares actually is the whole idea launched from a very young Elizabeth Javens. She was, I think, about 11 years old, and she had had to go to the hospital. And while she was in the hospital, she noticed that a lot of the children there weren't getting, you know, gifts or visits or, you know, sort of things that she was getting pretty much on a regular basis. And just, you know, clearly she just has such a big heart. And mm-hmm. she was just stirred about that. And, you know, later on after she came home, she was talking to her grandmother, Pat Real, and she said, "Grandmother, I would love to do something for the children. You know, there's just some of them just seem sad and kind of lonesome and, you know, left out maybe, I guess she was feeling." And so she said, I want to start doing something to where we can, you know, just get together with music and different benefits and, you know, raise awareness of this need. And she said, I'd like to, you know, for the benefit, we'll have each person that comes, the guest, to bring a teddy bear, and then we'll go and give it to Children's Hospital. And so she's been doing that, and that she's actually the one that started it, and now it's, you know, it's become a pretty big deal, and it's really catching on, and she's become something of a celebrity around these parts. That's a shout-out Elizabeth Gavin here.
Wow.
Yeah, and she still, they started doing it, and I think she's maybe 14 or 15 now. And so it's a really nice, nice organization. And it all came from the heart, you know, of a 9-year-old when she did it, little girl. So.
Wow. That's fantastic.
Yeah, I thought that is just so fantastic. Yeah, super fantastic.
So beautiful, too. Wow, that's amazing. I had to mention it because, you know, it's just so great.
Oh, I'm glad you did. Yeah, it is. It's really a wonderful event, and, you know, was happy and very honored to, you know, to be a part of that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, another thing here that I wanted to mention, your newest release is titled More Than Enough, and there are 16 tracks on this CD. Can you tell us a little bit about this CD? And we're getting ready to play your first song that we have tonight. So can you tell us a little bit about the CD?
Awesome. Yeah, the More Than Enough CD, you know, it's just chock full of some really great music. And, you know, I love all different genres. I've been influenced, you know, by like the old school country, bluegrass. I love the southern rock, that sort of thing. So if you listen, there's little hints and, you know, tidbits of probably all of those influences, either in one song or another. But More Than Enough just came out of, you know, just, and it's not different varieties. Like my first patriotic release is on that album, Headed Home, A Soldier's Journey. I wrote a song on there called The Letter, which deals with the loss or the departure of a loved one, and, you know, what if you was able to maybe communicate with that person, what would you say, what would you feel, what would you think, kind of thing. And a lot of, you know, then there's a lot of just great, you know, country gospel theme songs on there. A couple extended. We got in the studio, and, for example, there's a song on there called He Is My Music. And when we got to doing it, we was trying to keep the songs around radio play length, you know, which is 3 to 3.5 minutes. And we just got on a couple songs, and we just had so much fun and just such beautiful music. And, you know, you're just inspired. And so we put out a couple of them and actually ended up doing two of the songs. We did extended plays on them, you know, just as a couple bonus tracks. And we put those on the CD. Also, so it was just a lot of fun. Great, you know, great time in the studio. Took probably about a year to complete it, maybe a little over a year, but well worth it. And you know, we're just happy to have that out there for people to listen and enjoy, and hopefully to be inspired and, you know, touched in one way or another by our music.
Yes. Oh, yes. It definitely does. It's very, very well worth it. All the you know, sweat and days, you know, days off and, you know, to make this CD, it definitely is well worth it because it will touch, you know, people in some aspect or another, which is, I think, the most important part about music, you know?
I think so. That's the purpose of music, yes.
Yes, absolutely. So I'm very, very excited to hear you now. So let's play White Robe, which I believe is not on this album. It's another project that you've done. Right?
Correct. That was the project I released 2 years prior to this one, called Set Aflame. White Robe, actually the Set Aflame album, has two tribute songs, and both of them are tribute to Johnny Cash, and White Robe is one of them that you're getting ready to play now. So that's my tribute to Johnny Cash, Man in Black.
Oh, well, I'm super excited to be playing this. This is White Robe, and everyone get your texting fingers ready to win a prize from Larry Wilson, because we're going to play the song. So, and again, that number is 331-442-5833. So let's play it right now. This is White Robe, and we will be right back with Larry Wilson. Get your texting fingers ready. Here we go. Check it out, everybody.
Said life is hard, son, that's the fact. You just ride that train on down the tracks. Then he was gone, but the man in black had a white robe. That you've got on, it doesn't seem right, but it doesn't seem wrong. Things must be brighter around God's throne. The man in black has a white. Around God's throne, the man.
white robe. And can you please tell us where our listeners can go to purchase this song, along with all of your music, especially your newest release, More Than Enough? Where can we go, the best places?
Yeah, you can pretty much go to any of the online online stores, iTunes, Rhapsody, Spotify, Shazam. You pretty much name it. If you just, you know, Google my name and White Robe or any title of the album or a title of the song, you know, the links will all kind of come up. And I'd like to just say, while we're on the subject, if the listeners would like to watch the official video, music video, to the White Robe, they can go to YouTube, put in Larry Wilson, White Robe, and they can enjoy the actual official video for that release.
Wow, that's incredible. I'm definitely going to have to check that out after the show because it's such a great song, and it makes it even better, you know, to actually see, you know, the video. You know, it really puts it in, you know, you know what I mean?
It puts it in perspective,
right in front of you.
Yeah, right.
So that's perfect. So all you have to do is go to YouTube and, you know, type in your name, of course, Larry Wilson and White Robe, and it pops right up then, huh? That's awesome.
You got it. Easy.
Yes, you got to love
YouTube.
That's
how we like it.
Yeah,
it's the greatest thing on TV.
It really is. It really, really is. It's so great. You can find anything on there. It's like perfect.
Y'all know. Yeah, it works nicely.
It really, really does. It works fantastic. And I hope everyone, you know, finds you on, you know, your social networking sites and websites. Can you give out all the, you know, the ones that you use more frequently for people to check out and talk with you?
Yeah, sure. You know, I do all of my, pretty much a lot of my promoting on my Facebook page, just Larry Wilson. And then one of my favorites that I use a lot, and you can actually go on, and there's about 12 to 15 full-length songs that people can go on and kind of enjoy on Reverb Nation. Just go to reverbnation.com/ Larry Wilson God's Country Band, and they can enjoy several of the songs. And I think there's a couple free downloads on that site also that they can enjoy.
Perfect. Everyone, please make sure you check that out after the show. And like you said, when in doubt, Google is always, you know, fantastic for finding people.
Yeah.
So type in Larry Wilson and everything that you do pops up pretty much right away. So do it. Awesome. And so how about we play your next song? So once again, get your texting fingers ready, 331-442-5833, and we are going to play Headed Home. So we'll play that, and we'll be right back, all right? Let's do it.
Awesome.
Here we go. Headed Home by Larry Wilson. You're right.
His dad was proud, and so was he. He wanted to be He was transferred somewhere across the shore. He shined up his boots and went off to war. Back home his mama and papa wouldn't crave. Watch over his shoulder, keep our boy safe. So many near misses from the enemy's gun. He carried his small Bible inscribed, "Come home safe, son." One day they got a phone call. It was him on the line. He said, "I pulled my last mission. I've done my time. Now, Mama, don't you worry, set an extra place. I'm headed home today. Hey, Mom, Dad, I'm A voluntary mission somewhere in Baghdad. His sergeant compelled him, go home to your mom and dad. The call of duty for the comforts of home. He stared down at his small Bible as he strapped his helmet on. It would have been over his shoulder, but he leaped down instead. His comrade was just fine, but soon he'd be dead. The medic rushed over, leaned in close to his head. And these were the last words the brave soldier said. Tell mom and dad, don't be sad. Everything will be okay. I'm gonna wait just inside heaven's gate. I'm headed home. And so was he. He wanted to be all he could be.
That was Headed Home by Larry Wilson, and we're back right now. Is there any current, are you currently working on any other projects that you could tell us about, or is anything hush hush? Can you tell us anything that's going on?
Yeah, well, we're looking at actually doing a couple new projects. There's one couple in the works. Well, actually in talk right now. Not actually haven't started a studio yet on them, but we want to do a Christmas album. I'm not sure if we'll have it done for this Christmas or not, but that's kind of in the works. Then we're going to do a Larry Wilson Goes Country. We're wanting to do a talking about doing just a song of you know, kind of traditional country originals, love ballads, that sort of thing. So that'd be new and kind of different. But we're a couple things like that. And as far as any of our tour dates or any of our concerts or that sort of thing, I usually list those on my Reverb Nation page, so they can go there and, you know, kind of follow us and keep updated on where we're at and where we're going and, you know, what's kind of ahead.
Oh, perfect. Perfect. I love that. So you keep everybody very well updated on, you know, performance-wise and, you know, just everything that they need to know. So make sure you do that. Make sure you check them out on all social networking. Yes. Perfect. Perfect. And I'm very, very excited, you know, about, I mean, I know it's obviously still in talk about the new CD, for the Christmas CD, but I'm very excited. I hope that all, you know, pans out, and I'm very excited to hear it.
Yeah, thank you. When I get it done, I'll make sure that we get you one out.
Oh, perfect. Thank you. I really, really appreciate it. I love, Christmas is like my favorite time of favorite time of the year. So I just love playing Christmas music. So we're probably going to have another Christmassy music kind of addition on our show. So we would love to include your music in that.
Oh, cool. So that'd be great.
Yes. Perfect. And also, another question here for you. It's kind of a fun question for you, actually. Who have you met that has made the biggest impression on you in your career? It could be in your personal life, family member, or it could be someone, you know, in the music business that you talked to that gave you, you know, great advice. What would you say?
Wow, yeah, that's a big one because, you know, there's been so many people that just supported and encouraged me and, you know, kind of kept that, you know, kept the, I guess, the fire burning. But I think it would probably, one of my earliest, I guess, recollections would be going back to when I was really, really young. I wrote my first song, and I was probably about, man, I was 8, 9 years old, very young. And, you know, it's just a simple kind of a rhyme song. And I remember singing it to my mother, and she was like, oh, she was just really, you know, pretty excited about it. And she was like, well, whose song is that? Which one of the groups, you know, does that song belong to? And, you know, when I told her it was my song that I'd written it, and she was like, you wrote that song? I was like, yeah. She said, well, that's what you're going to do. You know, that's just, and you know, that really kind of touched me. And I didn't really start writing seriously probably till I was in my early 20s. And, but that kind of always stuck with me, you know, that she was that impressed with my little, you know, two-verse little rhyme song that I, you know, that I think that sparked something in me, and you know, and that's probably where it really was planted right there at that moment, you know, and
yeah.
You know, later on, you know, you just develop, and I've been, you know, been writing and doing recordings and things like that since now for probably this is what, 24. Actually, I did my first CD, studio CD, which I don't really talk a lot about because it was more of a just an experiment and kind of experience, just breaking the ice. But that was in 2009 when I did my first one. And, you know, then the second one was great, was much better. Then the third one, The Set Aflame, was really good, and then More Than Enough. And it seems like every time you go, you get more experience and, you know, you feel more confident, and so your projects kind of get better, I guess, as you go along, and, you know, especially when you're just starting. So, you know, just keep that in mind if there's anyone out there that's, you know, wanting to do a project or wanting to get in the studio, do it. And don't worry about it being perfect or you being, you know, the greatest vocalist or solo artist or whatever. Just start somewhere, you know, get it started, and it'll grow with you, and you'll develop your style and your technique, and, you know, it's something to watch that kind of form and develop and grow into, you know, to what later on you can look back and say, wow, I started there, and now I'm here, and it's kind of a progress, you know, and it's an achievement that later on in the years, you know, you can look back and say, wow, you know, there's where I started, and here's where I am, and even if it's just a hobby, it's still fun, and you know, it's something to enjoy. And music is just—I mean, it's the language of the world. You know, you go to every—it doesn't matter what country or region or nation you go to, you're going to find music. It may be, you know, different cultures or whatever, but music just—I believe—it makes the world go around.
It really does. I mean, music is the one thing that is universal that anybody could really catch on to. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, right.
Well said.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, absolutely. And that's what I love about your music. And we did run out of time here, but I just want to thank you so, so much for coming on the show. We really, really appreciate it. And we will get the winners all of their, you know, the CDs and all that and all their prizes. So stay tuned. We'll get a text back from us. Awesome.
Thank you so much.
It's been a pleasure
being on your show, Josie. Thanks for the invitation.
Oh, the pleasure's all mine. Thank you so much, and we'd love to have you back on, all right? Anytime.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you so much. Larry Wilson, everybody. Talk soon. Have a great night.
Good night.
Bye. Good night. Larry Wilson, everybody. He's fantastic, and I really, really enjoyed White Robe and Headed Home. Now, how about I pass it over, because we are running out of time, so you're going to have to talk fast. So let's get to the VIP members and what's been going on in their world. Tina, everybody.
All right, so VIP members, you know that you can find them at josieshow.com by clicking on the VIP membership tab. You can find the following: Tim Garman, timgarmanmusic.com, Vince Anthony, vinceanthonyonline.com, Brad Howard, facebook.com/Brad Howard Music, Rick Seaman, facebook.com/rick.seaman.3, Larry J. Massey, you can find him at reverbnation.com/Larry Massey, Frazier Newcomb, you can find at frazier.newcomb.com, Wayne Jacobs, make sure you check him out at waynejacobs.co, that's .co at the end. Lace Whitworth, you can find him at lacewhitworth.com. And then make sure you also check out Mark Wildman at markwildman.com, Will Sterling at facebook.com/wsterlingmusic, Lisa Skinner, you can find her at facebook.com/lisa.skinner.739, and our brand new VIP member, Kenny Charlotte, and you can find him at kennycharlotte.com, and he spells his last name S-C-H-A-R-L-A-T-T. All right, those are our VIP members. Josie, we're going to go ahead and throw it back to you.
Perfect. Thank you for throwing it and not hitting me this time in the head with the mic. Thank you very, very much. No, I'm kidding. All right, so thank you all so much for tuning in to the show tonight. I really appreciate all four of my wonderful, wonderful guests. Now, how about we play, to close us out from our, you know, first guest that we had, Jeff Nicholson. Jeff Nicholson and his song, his song, Lowndes County. So I hope I'm saying that right. So here we go. Let's play it right now by Jeff Nicholson, and I hope you all have a really, really great night. Good night, everybody. Mwah! Thank you for tuning in to The Josie Show. Play us out.
To hit the highway, I headed south on 75, going to Florida to do it my way. And as I crossed that Georgia line, through kissing, everything was fine. I went another mile or two, went to Valdosta, and I got the blues. We got a headlight out, a tail light gone. Life sure is here in Lowndes County Jail. Oh, the book is in here in Lowndes County Jail. I got off on 84. Looked to my left and he was at my door. Said, son, let me see your driver's license. I said I had them taken away for some tickets down in Bama that I didn't make. He said, son, step out of the truck, put your hands in the air. Then we got a headlight out, a taillight gone, a windshield broken, and you're doing wrong. Life sure is here in Lowndes. Sure.
put me through hell in Lowndes County Jail. No one would go my bail in Lowndes County Jail.